let's get to it. Just believe. Just believe. Just believe.
In an ever-changing world, Life Changes Network presents the authentically entertaining voice of truth and inspiration. This is Life Changes with Filippo, with the always unforgettable, ever insightful conversations that captivate our fascination and insatiability for the inspiring moments of real life journeys, as we, as one, strive for higher planes of existence and a better understanding of our true selves and the world in which we live. Always remembering, life changes. This is radio like you've never felt before. Good for all and all for good. And now your host, the MC, the master of change, Filippo Voltaggio.
So this is Filippo Voltaggio, and talk about life changes. Life changes for me, as we know, we've talked about it a lot. And I recognize not necessarily that life changes, but different ways of things happening in the world. Ever since I've been recognizing them, ever since I was a child, in my way. So, for example, I remember my uncle one time asking me to water the tomatoes, my Italian uncle asking me to water the tomatoes in his Italian garden. And I watered the tomatoes, and he came out in the middle of my watering and said, "No, no, what are you doing?" Something in Italian, something that translated to something like, "The tomatoes don't like it when you do that." And I remember noting that I thought it was really weird to say I did it wrong, or to say that squirts water all over the place or something, I don't know, is one thing. But to say the tomatoes don't like it, I thought was weird, frankly. Years later, I remember making a connection. I had a friend who used to love cooking, and every once in a while would cook for either me or a lot of people, and would share, saying, "Tonight I'm gonna make yada yada yada," and I'd say, "Wow, that sounds great, count me in." And then I would show up to the meal, or a bunch of us would show up to the meal, and it'd be something completely different. And I would look at the dinner, or I'd say, "Well, I thought you were gonna make blah blah blah." And he'd say things to this effect every single time. "Well, I went to the market to get fresh," whatever it was he was going to make, "but the tomatoes started talking to me," or "the fish started talking to me," or "the vegetables started talking to me, so I knew I had to make this." Invariably, the food would be incredibly delicious. And though I thought it was weird, and I didn't believe that the tomatoes were actually talking to him, I kind of thought, all right, well, this is how I rationalize it. Tomatoes used to be alive at some point, so maybe they talk in a way that I don't know, or vegetables, or fish even. So I kind of started getting the fact that as I started noticing other people do this, especially around food, this vegetable was talking to me, this meat was talking to me, and then the meal would be amazing. So I knew there was something, and I thought, okay, these things are alive, or were at one point. So somehow they're connecting in ways that I don't know how. Just as I was starting to accept that, I meet a lady who, when I first walked into her studio, she does all this amazing crystal work and jewelry design and all of that. And I thought it was really beautiful. And having been appreciated jewelry all my life, actually, I really appreciated what she did and how she put the pieces together. And I remember asking her about a particular piece that all the pieces came together so beautifully. It was just so clever in my mind and artistic. And I remember asking her, how did you come up with this? And she said something to the effect of, oh, I didn't come up with it. The crystals told me how they wanted to come together. It blew my mind, and I'm like, oh, now this is too weird. Okay, and I stopped asking her questions. But now, years later, I'm brave enough, strong enough, and by golly, smart enough, I'm going to ask her questions. We have on the crystal guide and channel and energetic light worker and earth healer, Kim Han of Kimbala Designs, on our show. She'll be with us to talk about how these crystals talk to her when we come back right after this.
True performance takes more than just working out. Every day we demand more from our body. But what does your body demand? Hunger is not your body's call for empty calories. It's your body asking for nutrients it's lacking. It's time to reward your body with Boku Superfood, made from the world's finest organic ingredients, vitamins, minerals, amino acids, and essential trace nutrients, all developed naturally and organically from nature's most nutrient-dense foods. Boku Superfood is quite possibly the best thing you can feed your body. So listen to your body. Reward it with pure, raw, beautiful food. Boku Superfood.
You are listening to Life Changes with Filippo on the BBS Radio Network with your host, Filippo Voltaggio. You can visit us online via Twitter and Facebook and at lifechangeswithfilippo.com. That's Filippo, F-I-L-I-P-P-O.
Okay, if you're ready, I'm ready. Our guest is Kim Han. She's of Kimbala Designs. She is an energetic light worker, a crystal guide, a channel, an earth healer, a martial artist, and a dancer. Actually, I think I've gotten to see her do all of this, except actually the part where she puts the crystals together. Before I get ahead of myself, welcome, Kim, to the show.
Thank you, Filippo. It's been too long, and I'm very happy to be here, finally.
I'm so happy to have you here. I was about to say, so the very first piece you designed for me, I remember I couldn't wait until the piece, you know, arrived. And I remember at one point asking you, and you said something like, I thought, okay, well, you can't rush an artist. You know, but I thought, it's just only one crystal. How hard could it be to wrap it? How long could it take? Maybe she's busy. And then I asked you, and you said, the crystal hasn't told me how it wants to be wrapped yet. Ah, you blew my mind. What? I still don't understand. What?
Well, when I do wire wrap on a crystal, and you're basically forming a metal cage to contain it, there is the tension that's created by the bending of the metal and the constriction of the crystal. When I do it, I have to also do it in an attractive pattern. And I'm basically compressing energy. And I'm also making it so that it becomes a healing tool for you. It's not just a piece of jewelry. I advertise myself as creating bioenergetic healing couture. Mm. Crystalline healing couture. Mm. And so when I wrapped it, it was, I believe, a rough piece of crystal, I had to make it go around the contours.
Actually,
of the crystal.
It's this. I'm actually wearing it. It's one of my favorite pieces.
Go. And so I didn't want to hide it overly by caging it too much, and yet I wanted it to be a strong structure so that it wouldn't pop out. So keeping all of these variables in mind, every crystal wrap that I do is different because each crystal is different and each person that I do it for is different. And if I know the person that I'm making it for, I also tap into their energy field and try to incorporate that into the design.
Well, you know, I didn't know anything about this until I met you, but I do know that as I've been wearing the pieces that you've made, people that know about this more than I have been asking me, wow, who wrapped your crystal? I mean, like, it's a big deal out in this world. And you know, I get from it's beautiful or it really works or it's working. And these words, let's talk about these words. Like, what's it doing?
Well, if I've done it successfully, then the crystal is now presented in a way that one gets other people's attention. Mm-hmm. When, and it doesn't necessarily need to. What's important is that it resonates with you. It's tuned to you. And in that, your energy vibe changes. Either feel more attractive, or you actually are actively working with a crystal, or whatever. Other people see it, and they're changed because they've now acknowledged it. It's pretty, or they're acknowledging you. Mm-hmm. Now, the ripples go out. If they see something really pretty and they have the memory of it, there's something that changes their vibration on whatever level. When they say, people say, plants speak, or, you know, the food is talking to me, or told me something, or the crystals are talking.
Or the tomatoes are talking.
Yeah, well, I could see that. But
you can.
Yeah, I'm also a gardener and a landscaper and cook. So anyway, back to crystals. Crystals vibrate. We are energetic beings. We are electrical beings. And basically, if you start getting into metaphysics and quantum physics, we're all vibration. Everything is vibration. Okay, that's a little esoteric right now. But crystals are resonant creations that have a crystal matrix. Now, when you pass light through a prism, you get it broken up into all these rainbow colors, which is really cool. So that's something physical to people. Everybody acknowledges it breaks up the visual aspect of light. The vibrational aspects of light are now split into the components. When you pass sound through a crystal or electricity through a crystal, which is energy, vibration, you have it modulated by the crystal matrix that the crystal was formed with when it was formed geothermally ages ago.
Oh, gosh. The microphone you're using has a crystal in it.
Of course.
Computers have. Okay.
Okay. And that's a good point because having worked in recording for a zillion years, I noticed that the electrical energy from the wall socket or whatever, before it gets to the equipment, goes through what's called a crystal sink. And the energy from the wall can have brownouts. It can be high or low in fluctuations depending on energy usage, say, by the grid. And when you're playing back something and you're doing overdubs and everything has to be exactly in the same time, you can't have the machine playing fast one day and slow another day. It always has to play at the same time, and that's regulated by the energy that it receives. So that if it has a surge, it shouldn't go faster. If it has low energy, it shouldn't go any slower. What they do is they take this energy from the wall and put it through a crystal, a quartz crystal.
Wow.
And the energy always comes out at 60 hertz. It is now modified so that it is always the same.
Wow.
Different crystals have different matrices, have different vibration because they're constructed differently. They're made of different chemical elements.
This is so interesting because for so long, so many people, even I, have not been comfortable having this conversation because crystals are so woo-woo and all the people that believe in this stuff. And yet crystals have been used because of their energy for so long in so many ways. And we use them all the time. Our cell phones, our computers.
Telescopes. You have navigation tools from eons ago. But again, you know, it's all a matter of what you call a crystal.
Right. Okay, so good. Because is there a difference between a crystal and a rock?
No, all rocks are crystals. Well, crystals have a definite crystalline structure. They have, if you look at them, they have a pattern. Now, you can have the same elements, the silicates, the whatever, the other metals, also forming, but they may not have the crystalline structure because of, one, the components, the way they interact with each other, the molecules interact with each other, or the fact that it cooled quickly. Rocks are created under pressure and heat and in solution. When the mineral-laden water is put through a geothermal vent and heated and then keeps going and going and going, it just starts depositing the crystals in layers, in layers, in layers. And it forms in the way that they're attracted. And they form lattice patterns. Mm. Different crystals form different lattice patterns, which means they also resonate at different vibrational frequencies. Now, something like an opal or obsidian forms and heats and cools quickly. And it's kind of amorphous. It's irregular patterns. Those still will vibrate. They have different vibrational frequencies because of the nature of the way they are constructed. And they are used for different purposes.
Well, and that's interesting. Actually, I remember sharing with you or asking you if I thought you could wrap a piece of a crystal that I liked for me to wear, and you'd say yes, I could wrap that, but it's not for you. So you know, and at the time I just trusted what you were saying, but now from what you're saying even more, I get that you were getting it was a vibration, a frequency thing.
It could also be that it was for you, but not right now.
Oh.
Not at this time.
Okay.
And all I get was it's not resonating with your frequency properly for it to be used to its highest possible use. You could use it. I could do it. But I would run into some problems because my own sensitivity is like my son. He sees colors better than anybody. And it's only a matter of sensitivity. People don't sense rocks because they're, one, not trained to it and don't have a talent for it. You know, some people have more developed taste buds than others. They taste bitter, sweet, much more sensitively than other people. Like children also taste bitterness more acutely than adult people. So other people hear or see, like audio engineers and...
Dogs, and me
hear frequencies that most people can't.
Mm-hmm.
And that's one of the things is I hear distortion. I hear, and that's just on a physical level. That's something people can understand. What I hear is a resonance of the crystal.
Wow.
By either putting my own energy, just touching it, or say being in a room and having the ambient sound in the room resonate with it. And I will, and if it's very active, something that I'm resonating with, I'm hearing, then I will maybe hold it or whatever. When I make crystal designs, when I'm making jewelry, I'll put together a collection of different crystals, of different semi-precious stones, say. I might put together a ruby, an emerald, an aquamarine, a pearl. And if they're not complementary, then I'll keep reworking the design until it feels right.
Yeah.
What I'm actually doing is creating harmonics. Now we're getting into vibration of sound. Now if you look at music, you have notes. You have a tone. You have some tones that are discordant, and you have some tones that you can play together that are harmonic.
Mm.
And then in creating a chord that is pleasing, it not only is the notes that you're hearing, it's the harmonics that are created where you feel that you're hearing different sounds that aren't even being played through the combination of the notes together. And that's the same thing that happens with crystals.
Mm.
They resonate.
She says with a big smile, like, I get it, don't you? And
it's
I'm
not
getting,
scary.
I'm getting it. No, I'm not scared at all. And as a matter of fact, so much so that I have been wanting to know more, as you know, and I have been learning more, happily so. And I want for you, if you would, to share more when we come back of what we do with them or what we can do with them or for those who want to start experimenting or playing or experiencing, where do we start? Where do we go? So with that, we are talking to Kim Han of Kimbala Designs, and we'll be right back with her right after this.
Are you like many people who want to make positive changes and improvements in your life and in the world around you? Do you ever feel like there's something holding you back from achieving your true potential? Join Stefan and Shaylee Schifeidel with the Tad James Company, the world's largest NLP, coaching, timeline therapy, and hypnotherapy training institute. Get ready for a life-changing experience that will give you the tools to transform your life through positive change and will help you create the future you want now. Their training programs are designed to provide you with the revolutionary knowledge, skills, and techniques necessary to effectively create long-lasting and life-changing effects. Discover more about neuro-linguistic programming and timeline therapy at www.nlpcoaching.com or call 888-440-4823. That's 888-440-4823. You are listening to Life Changes with Filippo on the BBS Radio Network with our host, Filippo Voltaggio. You can hear tonight's show and all our past shows, which include luminaries such as David Wilcock, Mariel Hemingway, Giorgio Tsoukalos, Marcy Shymoff, and Shadow Stevens on our archive page at our website at lifechangeswithfilippo.com. That's Filippo, F-I-L-I-P-P-O.com. Remember, you can also connect with us via Twitter and Facebook, and now in our own community at lifechangesnetwork.com, where real people come together to share real life in real time. That's lifechangesnetwork.com.
We are back, and we've been talking with Kim Han of Kimbala Designs, and she's actually, as I'm listening to her, she's really a crystal expert. I really didn't expect the science behind the crystals, which gives so much foundation to what others might think is just a woo-woo thing. You know, before we went to the break, I said that I want to know how we can utilize crystals. In a sense, are people not already... Well, we're obviously using them, computers and cell phones and microphones, we talked about that. But are we not already using them, like you mentioned, pearls and emeralds and diamonds? We're already using them and don't really know it. So are they doing something in our lives without us knowing already? As far as quote-unquote fashion is concerned.
Well, everybody is using, you know, like food is nutritious. Wearing jewelry is vibrational. But there is a sense of, okay, if you do it in an educated way, if you examine what you eat and you do it with knowing, then you can control your body. You can control what comes into your body. You can control your energy flow through food, through sound, what sounds you're listening to, what music you're listening to. It's no different than that. You can wear jewelry because it's pretty. And I really think that's a big thing, because when I sell my rings, I have trays and trays of rings. All the sizes are mixed up. All the prices are mixed up. The stones are pretty much, you know, grouped together. But it's, you know, people put them in different places. I just tell people, try them on. See what feels right. See how it looks on your hand. See how you feel with it or about it. And if you're not sure, walk away. Don't buy it. If it's here next time you come back and you keep thinking about it, then obviously there's something about it that is resonating with you. And if you're ready for it, if it's resonating with you, if you're feeling it, then there's something that it is amplifying in you that can be examined. Or maybe it's just amplifying something in you that can just make you more happy or beautiful. If it's, you know, people are not going to buy things that make them unhappy, things they're not ready to deal with. So I once was in a crystal workshop where we all had, there was a big bunch of stones, and the teacher gave each of us one of them. She told us to pick, you know, sit with it and then walk over to somebody else and give it to them. Not worry if the person already has 10 stones, not worry if the person has no stones. And just go back and see if anybody gives you stones. And then at the end of the class, there was one woman who had this one stone. She had had it. And instead of giving it to anyone else, she put it right back in the box. And when the teacher asked her about it, she said, "This stone was so awful. It made me feel so bad. I didn't want to pass it on to anyone else." And the teacher said, "It was bringing something up in you, which you weren't ready to deal with. If you had perhaps given that stone to someone else, they might have felt neutral. They might have felt positive about it because they're different from you. They have different issues than you. And it may have been exactly the thing they needed to feel peaceful, grounding. A stone in itself is not positive or negative, unless it's, you know, a poisonous stone like mercury or whatever. And then it's
This is fascinating. It really is. I remember being in a... it wasn't a crystal shop. I don't know what you would call it. It was like a warehouse where all these rocks and stones and crystals and you remember.
Okay. You came with me.
I had to come with you. And it was fascinating because you would see things that I wouldn't. And of course, feel things that I was not in tune to feeling. But you would come and say, look, Filippo, look at this. And I'm looking like, what is it? And you'd say, you see this piece right here, this is a, and you'd explain all this thing about it. And then I remember you bought several things and a lot of things, actually, a lot of things. And
back when I had money, it was a different time.
So, but then, you know, I remember like a couple of particular pieces that I thought, what is she going to do with those? And then they end up being this brilliant, the way you put it together or the way you picked out the side of it to show or something like that. It's a whole other world that I've been fascinating by just watching you as you go along. And as well as you were talking about selling your rings, people coming up to you at tables and all that, and you steering them, you might want to consider this, or you might want to come over here without even knowing the person, and then having them say, oh my God, walk away with, look what this was for me. What, I know you've talked about it, but what is this? Just,
I'm also an energetic channel and I receive guidance. And so seeing the person and resonating with the person, what I do, what they can't do for themselves. I can sense the crystals. I can sense the people. I talk to the people. I have the crystal Bible sitting there, and I just like say, not only is this pretty, but look what it also can do. Mm. Look what also it is said to do. And if they resonate with that, great. If they say this is all a bunch of Huey, great. I have no connection. I consider all the jewelry and all the crystal that I make and that I am here to distribute as my foster children. I selected them for their quality. Mm. I selected them for their energy. I selected them for their clarity. Now it's my job to make sure they go to their forever homes or their good for now homes, mm-hmm. You know, and I really believe that things can be passed on. When you're done with it, pass it on. Somebody else can use it. Somebody else will need it. You know, crystals that I work with and I actually meditate with and that grid my bed, there will come a time when I'm done. And it goes back into my stock, mm-hmm. You know, it's cleansed mm-hmm. and charged and returned so that it may then work with somebody else. They're not mine. I'm only borrow them.
It's interesting you should say that. I recently lost a crystal that was on a ring of mine. And I wanted to get upset because I really liked it. And I missed it. But I had a sense that maybe I was supposed to be done with it, even though that's a new thought for me. Let's talk about that, because people lose diamonds and pearl. They lose things all the time.
I lost two diamonds in my engagement ring.
Ouch.
I lost a solitaire 2 days before my wedding and got a new one put in. I was in New York at the time, went to the jewel district, the diamond district, and got a new one put in by Cy or whatever his name was. And on my return from my honeymoon, as we're changing planes, I knew I had it on the first plane. And when I buckled my seatbelt on the second plane, that diamond was gone. Oof. It was not meant for me. I mean, it actually had an ejector setting because it was not right for my vibration at that time. And when people have jewelry that breaks, when they have crystals that break, it's like life is not, nothing is permanent. Mm-hmm. And when things change, when a crystal breaks, I say, now you have two. It may not be the way you wanted it, but now you have two. Maybe you're meant to be done with it. Maybe you're meant to give the other half to somebody else. If a piece of jewelry breaks, I also say that it is a release of energy. It's release of tension. It's demonstrating something is going on with your life and actually demonstrating to you that something is breaking free or breaking loose. It's literal.
Wow.
And you can interpret it however you want, but there's energy being released from the breakage of something, the dropping of a glass. The fact that it's something that you're attached to also creates an emotional break that you have to deal with. Why do you feel a sense of loss? You know, it becomes much more than an object. This object can relate to feelings of loss in your emotions, in your childhood, in anything. It's just, you as we're dealing right now with feelings that are surfacing, and this can be just a trigger for you to see what you need to examine.
Wow. Well, let's examine this further of crystals in our life, how we use them and how we use them in combination to other things when we're trying to become our better self. When we come back with Kim Han of Kimbala Designs here on Life Changes with Filippo.
Listen to these words. He would not be beat by forces too fierce for man, woman, or beast. As the going got tougher, his courage increased. It's a little story with a big message, a message that speaks to children of all ages. It's about believing in yourself, overcoming obstacles, and never giving up. It's been called a masterpiece, one of the finest children's books ever written, and a true children's classic. Shadow Stevens has been called Dr. Seuss for the 21st century. His big little book, The Big Galoot, is a story about bullying. Bullying has become an American epidemic, and The Big Galoot talks about it in a way that will touch the heart of a child of four and a grandfather of 104. It's the story of a little boy with size 42 hands, the biggest hands anyone has ever seen, and the kids laugh at him. Then the laughter turns mean. They mock him and trip him, and much worse. But throughout it all, Warren Galoot says, I'm a galoot, but I have good luck. You can't get me down. I never give up. A second grader named Chandler said, I thought it was the best funny book I have seen in my life. And we agree. Whoopi Goldberg said, this is a great story. Bravo, Shadow. The Big Galoot is available now as an ebook exclusively on Kindle Fire on Amazon for only $3.98. We strongly urge you to get it for your children, your children's children, or as a gift to yourself. Its message speaks to all of us. Have good luck and never give up. Go to Amazon.com and search for The Big Galoot by Shadow Stevens.
There are self-help seminars costing thousands of dollars guaranteeing miraculous transformations. There are compelling speakers and life-changing weekend experiences where you can walk on fire. They all deliver revelations that guarantee you'll come back for the more expensive revelations filled with even greater wonder next month on Fiji. We get addicted to positive, heartfelt, expensive theater. What we really need is a jumpstart, an awakening. Someone who can give us a reminder that everything we need lies within. Through inspiration and practical knowledge, Dorothy Donahue helps people get grounded and motivated, inspired and energized. It's not just words and affirmations and the power of intention. It's a mindset brought about by a tangible, transcendental experience, an audio-visual, physical, spiritual experience that helps us realize we transform ourselves. We get tools to become the conscious co-creators of lives of unlimited potential. Find out more. Go to DorothyDonahue.com.
You are listening to Life Changes with Filippo on the BBS Radio Network with your host, Filippo Voltaggio. You can visit us online via Twitter and Facebook and at lifechangeswithfilippo.com. That's Filippo, F-I-L-I-P-P-O.
We're back, and our guest today is Kim Han, a friend and a crystal... I want to say, your work says crystal guide, I want to say crystal healer, what did you say? You consider them your foster children, so crystal foster carer. and one of the phrases that I really liked actually is bioenergetic crystal couture designer. And all of that fits. Knowing you, all of that fits. And I'm learning. I have learned so much from you. But having this forum where we really focus on what is this, and now we're going to focus a little more on what do we do with this or how we use it, has really helped align so many of my thoughts around it. You're good at this. Well, you're good at that, and now you're good at sharing it. So that part, you know, more power to all of us. And you need to be doing more of this. So let me
workshops to follow.
Well, yay. As a matter of fact, speaking of workshops to follow and new website to follow, because I know you're in transition there, and all kinds of things. So we'll share when we post the show where Kim will be appearing, where her mega sale events are going to be, because she does she has crystals and metaphysical tools and crystal lamps and rare specimens, jewelry, a lot of which she's made herself, and all kinds of things, actually. And she did mention that she does garden as well. So she's got succulents and cactus, and all this stuff is all energetic, and she can explain to you, obviously. So on our way to explaining, how do we use either the crystals that we have, or where do we start saying, okay, maybe we need this kind of crystal, what's a good crystal to start, and how to use it with other modalities? You mentioned food, which I love, but, you know, psychogeometry, color, sound therapy, aromatherapy, etc.
There's a million websites. There's a million books on how to use crystals in your meditation, how to grid, how to make elixirs. And I strongly encourage people who are into learning more about this to Google it. You know, metaphysical properties of crystal, how do I use crystals? I am more of the jazz school. Having learned all this and meditated with all this and done all this, I say sit with it, wear it. And I also believe in sound. Hold it while you listen to music. Hold it while you sing. Hold it while you are writing something.
I have a piece that I hold while I'm driving.
And, you know, the piece that you're attracted to. I'm not going to be one of these people saying you must have your beginning set is a white quartz, black tourmaline, a rose quartz. Although those are good, amethysts. You know, there's a reason why these are available and why people, you know, also have these in their basic sets.
Beginner stones.
Beginner stones. Have your basic. I mean, you can get the basic chakra colors. That's all good.
Oh.
It's all good. They sell. So I sell chakra sets. I sell them with Reiki symbols on them. I sell wands where you can direct the energy. But when you're beginning, it's too much. Be easy on yourself. Find a piece of jewelry you like. Sit with it. And just read about the stone in it. Google metaphysical properties of ruby. Metaphysical properties of rhodochrosite. Metaphysical properties of rutilated quartz, tourmalinated quartz. All of these are very important stones. And there are lots of stones that have never been available that are now becoming available and also becoming more common. Larimar used to be a very, very, very rare stone, and it still is, because it's only mined. It's a beautiful blue and white stone that is mined in 1 square kilometer the Dominican Republic. It's the only place in the world that it appears. It's of volcanic origin. It's gorgeous. And it's usually very expensive. But it's an angelic stone. It connects with your higher self. It connects with the divine. It also helps you with your insight into your intuition. It's something that's now become more widely available because this kind of knowledge, information, and insight is needed right now at this time, the energetic ascension. So these stones that you never heard of before, petersite, seraphinite, eudialyte, are available, and they're appearing in jewelry. I used to only do crystal sales and also bespoke jewelry that I designed myself. I now Google in on eBay, and I get my crystals and jewelry there, and I found that I can get jewelry, gorgeous jewelry, with these rare stones much more cheaply than I could buy a specimen.
Oh, wow.
Because when I'm buying a specimen, everybody wants big chunks. And it's hard to find big chunks. Small chunks, they can find, and they can put it in a piece of jewelry. Not only can they have it, they can wear it. Somebody's not going to carry around a chunk of eudialyte. They are going to wear a eudialyte ring or pendant or earrings.
Mm.
And then they have it in their auric field, in their energetic field all day long. And so who's to say which is more important, a giant crystal that only sits on your desk or something that you can carry it in your pocket or in your hand?
Mm.
Again, it has to do with how comfortable you feel with its use. Somebody may not feel comfortable carrying it around. It may be too much. That's fine. I'm easy. You know, you don't have to do anything for me.
I remember a friend saying, Filippo would love this. I don't remember where you were. And I remember coming back, or whoever it was said to me, and Kim said, no, he wouldn't wear it. So it wouldn't do any good because it's too this or it's too big or what. So Yeah, there it is. That's what you're talking about.
I could also point out a dozen things that you could wear, but you know, all it takes is money, honey.
Speaking of wearing, I mean, look at it. If you're not wearing the rainbow of crystals right now, one on every finger,
almost,
and except for one, and then three bracelets on each side. Do you have rings on your toes too?
No, I don't do that.
You don't do that? Okay.
No, I don't do that.
Necklaces and earrings.
But I also, on my necklaces, I have symbols. I have charms. I have symbols. Mm-hmm. I have the flower of life. I have the lotus, the sacred lotus. I have Ganesh, remover of obstacles. These are just, and I switch around what I wear depending on the purpose of the day or how I feel. You know, it's jazz.
It's jazz.
It's jazz.
To you, you're a dancer, so that makes
you're a musician.
Yeah, well,
Understand
I know. I get it.
This is scatting.
Okay,
this is
so
crystal and scatting.
So people, what we don't make the connection tonight, I'm just going to say it again, is people, we are using crystals in the finest of science, in the most in-depth science and business and all that. We're using crystals all the time. So there, it's not a woo-woo thing. Maybe we've been led to believe it is. So now there are other ways we could use them. So we've talked about wearing them. We've talked about holding them. Let's talk a little bit about, as we're kind of wrapping up, let's talk a little bit about other ways, like in our water or in our water containers, in our, I don't know, in our gardens. Let's, you know, just let's add a couple more just to blow our minds even more, because you're the one that can do this.
Charging the water. Well, again, Google, mm-hmm. making crystalline elixirs. And by, okay, then we're starting to get into Dr. Emoto's work, the properties of water. Mm-hmm. And again, that water can be manipulated through thought, through words, through pictures, which are all different vibrational frequencies, and through crystals. Now, you can charge a crystal with intent because it's a two-way street. Your energy affects the crystal. And crystals can store intention. They can be amplifiers of your intention. Mm. And in putting it in water, you can, you know, it'll change the water on a vibrational level, which is below subatomic, and you can then drink the water with your intention, or not without your intention. Just just throw it in there, see what happens. Shungite is a new mineral which has surfaced. It's a carboniferous mineral. It's a cleansing mineral, and it's used to purify water. It can also be used to purify your energy field. But put in water, it's antibacterial, antiviral, antifungal, it detoxifies metals. It's an incredible stone. And that's a great stone to use. They use it in third world countries to purify water. And shungite, I have it in jewelry. You know, I have it in pyramids. They make wands out of it. I mean, however you want to use it as a tool, it's just one of the things you can do. You can also just sit with it, sleep with it. You know, when you're asleep, you're dealing with the world on a subliminal level. You're processing things. Have crystals in your bed. Selenite is a great crystal because it, it helps with spinal alignment, which I have under my bed. But it's
like,
also,
you mean actually literally under the bed or under the mattress or under
your
pillow?
No, it depends. You can hold it. You can put it under your pillow. You can have it around your bedroom. You know, people sleep with rose quartz because it's a loving vibration. Selenite also is a cleanser. It'll cleanse other stones. It is something that will block electromagnetic energy.
Oh.
So it's a good one to have around your computers.
Yes.
It also helps you with your own energy flow. It helps your energy flow, like kyanite does, to flow more easily. I sleep myself with kunzite. I find that a very calming and loving vibration. It also has the striations of, say, like selenite, where it helps me with my energy flow. I sleep with it every night. I may come to a point in my life where I don't need it anymore. Mm. I've only been doing that in the last 8 months. I'll start sleeping with another. Well, I sleep with a lot of stones, but, you know, that's me. I'm excessive.
With other crystals.
Hey, but they all get along. They all get along.
Oh, they all get along. Okay.
The way I arrange my crystals.
Polyamorous crystals.
Well, they have to, you know, it's a community. Just like my cats all have to get along with my dogs, with my kids.
I love it.
I live in a community of plants. I have 60 rose bushes. I have, you know, I raised 40 tomato plants, and I totally understand what your uncle said. You should not water the leaves. I know exactly what he was.
I didn't even say that's what I did, but I know, honey.
It's a noisy world I live in.
I was a little boy. I didn't know better.
He didn't tell you. Without the education, how would you know? The plants need the water anyway. They'll get over it. You know, roses, people say, oh, they're so, you know, how could you raise roses? You know, they're weeds. You treat them right, they'll give you flowers, you know. And if they don't, move on to the next one. So, you know, it's okay.
But
it's
you shouldn't water crystals, or does crystals work with
some? Some crystals dissolve. Some crystals dissolve. I mean, obviously, halite is salt. Don't put salt in water unless you want salted water. You know, if you have a gorgeous crystalline salt piece, I mean, Dorothy would kill you if you put that pink piece in.
Oh, like a Himalayan salt?
Well, yeah. that crystal piece that she has in the front cabinet there, it's pink halite in crystalline form.
And it'll dissolve.
Very sparkly, okay. Very gorgeous. But you get water on that and it's gone. It's history. But, you know, hey, then you drink it. Whatever. You spice your food with it. There's some that are poisonous. Read about it before you put it in water. There's some that are copper-based, like malachite, turquoise, chrysocolla. Those are all copper-based. You don't really want to be putting those in your drinks. Mm. You know, there are other ones that are arsenic-based, lead-based, hematite, pyrites. You may not want to drink those. I mean, they're great to hold on you. They're very grounding.
Yeah,
but you
have worn hematite. That's okay.
Oh, it's fine to wear it. Right. You just don't want it. You don't want it in your water. It's iron, actually. Hematite is iron. So if you have hemochromatosis, where you have, you have an excess of iron in your blood, you don't want to be doing that.
Wow. This is so deep, and how could it not be? Crystals have been around actually since the dawn of Earth, right? So they are deeper.
They're before deep us.
Yeah. So we're just in our conversation just scratching the surface, but I get a sense that there's so much more that as scientists or as
well, they're proving what the healers, the metaphysicists, have claimed. And it's being proved about so many things. Quantum physics, that just the act of observing something changes the result.
Hmm. You know, Kim, we have just about a minute left together. And first of all, I'm just going to say thank you. I find myself touching some of my crystal stuff every once in a while. And you've noticed that. And you'll see me out and I'll be wearing something and you'll touch it and you'll say, oh, this is good for you today, or I know how you're feeling today, kind of thing. It's just amazing how you tune into that, and you helped me tune into that and so many people. So we're going to be posting, as we post this show and in the future, we're going to be posting where Kim is going to be for those of you who are local that can go see her at one of her events. And then as she gets her new website up, we're going to be posting that as well, and her Facebook pages, etc. Other ways to contact her. Can we give her your email address?
Absolutely.
I think that'd be great. Okay, so it's
I'm not good with phone calls, but I'm really good at
good with email. Absolutely. Yeah. So Kim, K-I-M, at radioactive.la, as in Los Angeles. So radioactive, spelled just as it sounds, .la. Kim at radioactive.la. Write to her if you have questions or if you have orders, like if you want something made specifically for an event, for a new baby coming in, or for a wedding or something.
Or to ask me if I have a crystal that you're searching for, because I have esoteric crystals. I have things that people don't normally find.
So in the last minute or so, what help us to feel okay with this whole conversation and it to the next level?
It's not hard. It's simple. If you like it, wear it. You know, if you see it, pick it up. You know, if it feels good, buy it. If you don't know, don't. If you want to sit with it, sit with it. If you read about it. I'm a big fan of people educating themselves. You know, and that's how I got my info.
Well, you've certainly done a great job of educating and at least scratching the surface with so many of us. Thank you so much. It's been a long time coming and it finally happened.
It was so so much fun. I'd do this again in a heartbeat.
Well, let's count on that. And until then, much love to you. Thank you, Kim.
Thank you, Filippo.
We'll be right back with Mark Leger and our producer's wrap right after this.
Life Changes with Filippo is a premier radio show presented by Life Changes Network, which is a company whose team has dedicated their lives not only to positive change, but to helping others observe and embrace, honor, and even celebrate their own changes, thus enabling a more positive, inspired life and helping to create a more positive and inspired world. From everyday people to corporate giants, celebrities, and children, we are here to help and to serve. With heart and experience, we bring our message and positive intent into your home or corporate office, and even through appearances on your favorite shows. If you wish to learn more about Life Changes Life Coaching and a private consultation with one of us, corporate event appearances, or if you would like us to appear on your radio or TV shows, visit lifechangeswithfilippo.com and click on our representation page.
Well, we're back. And this is our producer's wrap with Mark Leger. And Mark, I have to say, you know, I've been thinking how ignorant I have been about this whole subject and how kind of afraid I have been to even talk about it on the show. In like, people might think we're weird to have this conversation, but it's almost as weird as saying just because somebody's speaking a different language, they're not really communicating because I don't understand their language, so it's not, they're not really talking.
How many times have I told you that?
Actually, you've taken to this a lot quicker and a lot of things than I must admit.
Well, that was obviously for fun. However, I have to admit some ignorance. With as long as we've been friends with Kim, I had put her in the category of artist. And now I do have an expansive view of artists, meaning I know that artists are, you know, so many different things. But her knowledge base and her intention and intuition is so much broader than I realized. It's spectacular. And this is one of the more interesting discussions we've had in a long time for me.
You know, actually, somebody wrote of a past guest of ours, who was a friend of a past guest of ours, on Facebook, after hearing our interview with her friend, saying, "Wow, you think you know somebody, but I didn't know any of this about you until Filippo interviewed you on all this. And here we are. I didn't know all this about her until I interviewed her."
Well, you know, this show could have gone on for hours, which is so often the case of the, you know, the categories, the files, the subjects we open up and that you, you know, so skillfully and intuitively explore. But Kim tapped into some aspects of discussion that are so broad and so deep. But I wanted to point out just a couple of things that I think are a little bit outside of the spectrum, if you will, of today's discussion, but yet completely related. We're sitting in a room full of crystals. Where is the closest crystal to you, would you say?
The one I'm wearing.
In your judgment. The one you're wearing.
Yeah.
How about the one in the center of your head?
Oh, you got me. or throughout my whole body, for that matter.
I was going to then take it to the throughout our whole bodies, but this is a very important point. So validating and or connecting and or expanding on what we just heard and talked about.
That's good, Mark.
Is the pineal gland and the microcalcite crystals that have the piezoelectric technical abilities, which mirror that of quartz crystals in their uses in radio and other applications. So the fact that it still blows my mind.
You got me. You're good. You're good.
That we don't learn this in school, but yet this gland that happens to be and functions like a eye and called a third eye in some parts of the world and is crystalline and sees or senses light and frequency or vibration on other scales, points to, you know, the knowledge that we're now recognizing is that it's an antenna. And it's an antenna for a larger spectrum of frequency, a radio antenna, if you will. So then you say, like you were saying, our whole body is you know, more or less crystalline in certain aspects. And then so we are walking antennas. And then that opens up so many categories of discussion, right, in terms of the heart and how the heart in exchanges information and how that gland and the brain, or as you said, the entire body as one antenna like system engages and or interacts with this collective of information that is our universe.
Kind of like Kim was saying, she lives with a community of crystals.
Exactly.
We are a community of crystals.
Exactly. Exactly.
Okay, you have to keep talking now.
Well, I'm going to keep talking.
My mind.
Well, I'm going to go on to a whole other category because it does.
Oh no, you're going to do it again.
Yeah. and if we have enough time, then again. But a bit of synchronicity. You know, I was thinking as while I was listening to you talk, the Tesla quote, which refers to thinking of the universe in terms of energy, vibration and frequency. And so much of his work and then so many other...
His being Tesla.
Yeah. So much of that technology and so many of those discoveries, which are used in so many things, including, by the way, radio.
Yes.
Which, you know, there's a whole story there about how, you know, it was credited to Marconi, but it was actually Tesla's technology and discoveries.
Yeah.
But... there was something he was working on that had to do with resonance and resonant frequency. And she touched on glasses breaking and things of that nature. And that was what Tesla ended up as a byproduct of one of his experiments on a much larger basis was major destruction that was done by achieving resonant frequency. And destruction only that a recognition of when two frequencies are matched, those vibrations, you know, in resonance can cause all sorts of reactions. Well, this is the point being is we're starting to realize and learn and or validate a lot of those technologies today. What happens in the inner relationship of vibration and frequency, what it means as it pertains to crystals and in crystals as it pertains to us as crystals, and then this whole exchange of energy, which before was written off as kind of woo-woo or out there, when it may be core to everything that we are and everything that we do.
Yeah, as a matter of fact, we didn't get to talk about it, and I feel like we will in future shows with Kim and with others and with as we expand these conversations. But for example, when that glass breaks, what were you thinking of, or what comes to mind? And sometimes we'll tune in or have already been tuned in, but not focusing on what is it that what is that meaning to us. And sometimes when those things break, something breaks instead of something else.
Beyond that, what we don't pay enough attention to is what did we feel at the time of a certain happening. And we think about it, and we think oftentimes based on our past experiences or our fears, and then we go against what we feel and go with what we think. And yet the feeling is usually based in this vibration and this exchange of energy, as opposed to the processing of that, which is based on our experiences and you know, limiting belief systems, oftentimes. This is for probably a whole nother show.
All of this is for another many shows.
Many shows.
Really?
Maybe we should keep doing this. the last thing I wanted to mention, because I somehow feel it's related, but maybe it'll inspire people to explore more around this topic, is I was watching the end of a movie that came out that was one of my favorites, but it was on network again, which is Close Encounters of the Third Kind.
Oh, yeah.
And, of course, having been made so long ago, I was watching it through new eyes and kind of watching it to see what I knew now or what I didn't catch as a young boy.
Yeah.
And one of those was the tones used in the contact moment. And I thought to myself, I'll bet those are solfeggio tones.
The ones I just sang.
Right. And I'll bet that the hand signals represent those solfeggio tones. And of course, that's what it ends up being. And the reason I bring this up, because then it points back to solfeggio tones are part of the universal structure, universal frequency. They can be mapped to mathematics. They can be mapped to archaeology, which can be mapped to crystals, stones, and the like. So it really all goes into this connectivity.
All this time I've known you, I didn't know you knew any of this stuff.
See?
I had to sit in this chair to know this. You know, and it brings to mind that that didn't just happen in the movie. Somebody knows that. Mm. When, what else do people know that is out there?
I wondered that same thing. When I read about it, it said that it was picked arbitrarily.
Oh, yeah.
I don't believe that it was picked arbitrarily.
Oh, yeah, right.
Yeah, so just like many other things that they write off as coincidence.
Oh, whoever they are. You know, one thing I neglected to mention is thanks to Kim and to Brent, we are now recording live from Studio NoHo. More about that in our subsequent shows. But in the meantime, a big thank you to both Kim and Brent and Studio NoHo for our recordings. This has been a crystal... Oh, I'm trying to say something clever, and maybe I should just say... maybe I've said clever enough. This has been great. And I thank Kim, and I thank you all for your interest in this as well, as we together explore all of these exciting conversations that truly matter, especially now. This is Filippo Voltaggio reminding you, as your life changes, we're here for you. Ciao, everyone.
You have been listening to Life Changes with Filippo, with the master of change, Filippo Voltaggio. Listen live every Monday night at 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time on the BBS Radio Network and visit us online at lifechangeswithfilippo.com. That's Filippo, F-I-L-I-P-P-O. Today's show has been made possible in part by our sponsors, IonWays Water Systems, Change Your Water, Change Your Life, and Love and Miracles with Dorothy Lee Donahue. To learn more about them, visit the sponsor page of our website. Once again, join us here next week as we consciously explore and embrace the only constant, life changes.